Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
A man's home is his castle. We've all heard that saying, and to some extent, it's something we all believe. A family ought to have the right to be secure inside their own home, but it's becoming less and less true with each passing day. After all, we keep our computers, our cell phones, and our tablets in our homes, and recent reports have shown that the government actually spies on those 24 hours a day. Last week, the Montana legislature did something about the problem. House Bills 443, 444, and 445 were aimed at making us secure from electronic snooping, and the great news is, two of them passed the Montana House of Representatives and will be heard next in the Montana Senate. The bills had a threefold purpose. One requires the government to get a search warrant before they gather your records from your local cell phone company. The National Security Agency can't just go to Verizon and say, "Show me every call that John Smith has made in the past 2 weeks." They have to get a search warrant for that, and what's more, Verizon has to notify the customer when it happens. That bill passed the Montana House of Representatives last week, and it's a big victory for the advocates of privacy. Another big privacy bill that passed was House Bill 445, requiring the government to get a search warrant before they search your cell phone itself. The previous bill dealt with data that's stored by your cellular provider, but House Bill 445 deals with the data that's on the phone itself. Like the last one, this bill requires the government to get a search warrant before it searches through the data on your phone. Although lately it seems like the First Amendment's constantly under attack, we have to remember that it's not the only part of the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment guarantees the right of all Americans to be protected from unreasonable government searches or seizures. And that's the amendment being defended by these bills. Every kid makes a mistake or two growing up, and sometimes parents have to talk to them about those mistakes. In this modern age, those conversations often happen over electronic devices. Protecting the data on our cell phones takes on a heightened level of importance when you think about all the things that husbands and wives and parents and children talk about. There was a third bill that would have added even more strength to these protections, but sadly, it failed. Lately, the National Security Agency has had a lot of bad press for their massive government surveillance program. Over the past couple of years, Americans have learned that every single phone call is being logged, every email is being collected, and all of it goes into a massive government database. House Bill 443 would have prevented any Montana law enforcement agency from participating in that. If the government wanted to read our emails and phone calls, they would have had to do it without the help of the Montana law enforcement community. Sadly, this bill failed to pass. It's hard for me to believe that any lawmakers were willing to stand up and say they wanted Montana to keep helping the NSA spy on people, but enough of them did, and House Bill 443 failed. Nevertheless, the victories of House Bill 444 and 445 means that Montana families can rest a bit easier in the belief that our homes are our castles. Our private conversations and communications are now safer than they were last week, and that's an important step forward. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.